Okay. Masechtas Idyas, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. So why did I start with the word okay? Because okay, to remind us, again, the beauty of Masechtas Idyas. Here, look, we started with the halachis of Tumah, we went to the halachis of Chala, and now the halachis of Mikvah. A mikvah has to have 40 saw of water. That's the average amount of water that it would take for someone, for the average person, to be able to immerse himself in. The 40 saw of water has to be collected in the ground naturally. You can't bring it with buckets and pour it in. And it can't come through pipes that have, like, little kalim inside, or parts where the water could stay there. So basically, the simplest way to do this is that it has to rain directly into the mikveh. Water that was first in a pail, or some type of a container, is called mayim she'uvin, drawn water, because they would draw the water from a well. If you take water from a pail and you pour it into a hole, even though you have memsa, but you don't have a kasher mikvah. Furthermore, Chazal said that if a certain amount of mayim she'uvim, drawn water, is added to a mikvah before it's full, what we mean is before it has the minimum shear of 40 saw of rainwater, the entire mikvah is pasul. Even if afterwards it rained a whole lot, even if a hurricane dumped, I don't know how much rain, it doesn't make a difference. You have to first have 40 saw of rainwater, and then other water won't passel the mikvah. Okay, so if you don't first have your 40 saw, and you pour in water from a bucket, it's going to passel the mikvah. How much water from a bucket is going to passel the mikvah? Hil Loimer Hil says, Zoktar Mishnah, Perig Aleph Mishnah Gimel Masechtas Idyas. Meloy hin, a full hin. A hin is 3 calves. Of mayim she'uvin, of drawn water, paislin is a mikvah, pasel is a mikvah, again, if it's added to the mikvah, before the mikvah has arbaim sa. Once there's arbaim sa, the lashon of the batanura is, afilu hishlich l'teichai kol mayim she'uvim shebi'ayla. Even if you pour it in all of the drawn water in the world, it's not going to pasel the mikvah. Now, Hill used the term, a hin. Okay, so we have to figure out what a hin is. A hin is a measurement that's the same as 3 kav. Why is Hillel using a kind of a lashon that we normally don't use? Right? In the previous mission, we had Askalav Gudai. Remember the Rashi Tevis of Askalav? A Eifa, a Sa, a Kav, a Loig, a Beya. We don't usually use the term hin. So why does Hillel use this lashon? The answer is he wouldn't have. Ella, only that Sha'odam Chayv Loimer B'lashon Rabbi. A person who quotes a psak from his Rebbe is supposed to say it with the same lashon that his Rebbe used. And since his Rebbe used the lashon hin, he'll use the lashon also. Now we do find the word hin in the Torah, just that normally the Mishnais doesn't use that lashon. And by the way, who would be the Rebbe of Hillel? So the Batanura tells us it was Shemaiah and Avtalion. Shemaiah and Avtalion were Geirei Tzedek, they were Geirim. And they couldn't say out the word hin. Instead of hin, because of where they came from, they would say in. And Hill used to say it the same way, in. Just like he heard it from his Rebbeim, Shemaiah and Avtalion. That's how the Batanura explains this. This shows us the amount of kavod that they had for the Rebbeim, and how important that the Messiah that they got from the Rebbeim doesn't change. You know, when the Kohen Gadol, in the times of the second Beis Hamikdash, some of the Kohanim Gadolim were not very big tzaddikim. They used to buy their way into the job. So once he came out of the Kodesh Kedoshim, and everybody was so excited that he came out alive. Everybody came out to greet him. Kamari Eini Akayin, there was an unbelievable simcha. And Shemaiah and Avtalion came around. So the Kohen Gadol said something very not nice. He said, what are these people doing here? They weren't born Jews. They're Geirim. They don't belong here. Which shows us how little this Kohen Gadol knew. Because there's a mitzvah in the Torah of the Haftim as a Ger. And it's a terrible aveir to make fun of anybody in terms of where he comes from. That's a lav of Einos Dvarim. So Shemaiah Avtalion answered, better us that are Geirim, but we do the Avoid of Aaron HaKayin, which is Oyev Shalom V'Roid of Shalom, than you. You're supposed to be a Kayin Gadol, but you don't do the Avoid of Aaron. Okay, so Hill says that a hin of Mayim Shuvim passels a mikveh. Shammai Yomer Shammai says, Tisha Kavin. It takes 9 calves of Shuvim water to passel a mikveh. And again, a mikveh that didn't have Arbaim Sa yet, when this water came into it. The Chacham say, like your divrei zeh, like your divrei zeh. Not like the words of Hill who say a hin, not like the words of Shammai who say 9 kavin. Ella rather, This halacha was not known at Shabo Shnei Gardiyim until two weavers, Mishar HaAshbois, from the Shar HaAshbois, literally the dung gate, Shabi Yishlam that's in Yerushalayim, they idu and they testified Mishum Shemayim Avtalion in the name of Shemayim Avtalion, that Shloishes Lug in Mayim Sheuvim, three quarters of a calf of Shuvin water, Paislin as a mikveh, Passels a mikveh if it fell in before the mikveh had Arbaim Sa, Vekimu Chacham as Devrayim, and the Chachamim said, yes, yes, we accept these words. That's the halacha. Now, the Batanura explains, why does the Tana have to mention they were weavers? And why does the Tana have to say they were by the Shara, Ashbois? And the answer is that a person should never say, I'm not worthy of coming into the Beis HaMedrash. The weavers, for whatever reason, was considered a very low, lowly kind of employment. They never took a king or a kohen gadol from the weavers. And there's no Shara in Yerushalayim that's looked down upon as Shara Ashbois. Yet, all of the Chachmei Yisrael said, no, we're going to paskin the halacha. And what an important halacha, what makes a mikvah kosher, based on their testimony. Okay, quickly chazring over, Hillel says, a hin of drawn water passels a mikvah if it is added into a mikvah before the mikvah has the minimum 40 sa. The Mishnah stressed that they used exactly the same lashon that their Rebbe used. Shami says it's 9 kavim. The Chachamim say, no, that we listen to the testimony of two weavers that came from Shara Ashbois, and they testify in the name of Shemayim Avtalion that it's 3 loig of Mayim Shuvim that pasul a mikvah, and the Chachamim paskin according to them. So how much is a loig? Let me give you a little bit of an example. We should understand it in terms of today's measurements. What's the shear for Dalid Kaisis? What's the shear for making a Bari Nefashis? And the answer is, you have to drink a revius. What does a revius mean? A quarter. A quarter of a what? It means a quarter of a loig. How much is a quarter of a loig in today's measurements? It's a machloikis amongst the paiskim. According to the Chazainish, it's a little bit more than 5 ounces. According to the Moshe, a little bit more than 3 ounces. That's a quarter of a loig. So that should give you a little bit of a picture how much a loig is or how much 3 loig is.